Afternoon, Christopher Clark.
Afternoon, Roddy Graham.
Are you watching Love Island this summer?
I've been roped into it, yes, on two fronts now.
Two fronts. Tell me them.
Well, one is the good lady, Mrs. Clark, is an avid fan of Love Island and looks forward to it every year. And then 2 days before it started, you popped up in my inbox saying you wanted to
your DM.
Yes.
Ah, right. Well, we had this kind of idea that we wanted to do a TV show podcast, and we wanted to do one like every week that it's happening. So one that I've listened to previously was Shrine of Duty. I thought that was a very good one for Line of Duty season 5. It was like three Irish folk that did it. So I thought, oh, that was quite good. I wonder where we could do this one. And then I saw that there was nothing really massive hitting TV in the next like few months and so. So I thought, why don't we do a Love Island one?
What a genius you are.
What a genius. What a genius indeed. So I am Roddy Graham. He is Chris Clark. And this is the Roddy and Chris Do Bits podcast. So how long have you been watching Love Island for in terms of, like, this is what, season 5?
I'd say the last three, probably. It's just one of them things which, did it always used to be on every night at the start, like years ago? I'm not sure.
I don't know. I only got into it last year. I saw none of it season 1 to 3. Season 4.
You're a mere novice.
I'm like a Love Island virgin still.
I think it kind of really took off with, and it's so sad that I still know these two boys' names, Chris Hughes and a little guy called Kem.
And that's when I am aware of those guys because they did like Dancing on Ice and stuff, didn't they?
Well, they're the ones that, and it took off from there, really. And I think that's where it's kind of got popular from there, and it's kind of now, it's now turned into this big yearly thing. In which the contestants, and we come on to this, in which the contestants each year go into it without knowing the rigged format every year, and they get surprised by the twists, and they're the same twists which happen every year.
Well, no doubt we will get to those twists in due course. I think we better just start on day one, Chris, and we'll just have a wee look at each of the contestants and see kind of what our initial reactions were off them. I'm right in saying that the girls were in a line first, weren't they? And then they had to pick a boy?
I think that's, yeah, that is always the format.
So there's never been boys pick first, no? It's always been the girls.
I don't think so. I think it's always been the girls pick the boys.
So the girls that we had this year, you've got Anna. What was your initial thoughts on Anna?
I've got to be very careful here and put this out early. I'm old enough to be all of these girls' dad, bar one.
I could get away with being their brother.
Yeah, so you're all right. These are kind of, there's one girl who's, I think she's 28, and, well, I could be her dad. It'd have been a very early pregnancy, but it would
have been a missed youth.
I've got to be very careful when I give my thoughts on these girls, because I might come across as a bit of a creepy nonce, and that's the last thing I want.
Well, luckily they're all above legal age, so we're not into nonce territory, I don't think. But Anna Vakili, 28, from London, pharmacist, apparently touted as the British Kim Kardashian. What do you think on that?
Is that because she's a bit larger than the normal type of girls they have on this programme?
You've skirted around that very well, Chris.
I'll tell you what, diplomacy at its best, that.
yes, that is Anna. She thinks a lot of herself, doesn't she, I think?
Well, I think they all come into this. I think if you haven't got a very high opinion of yourself and you're not confident in yourself, you're going to struggle on a programme. You'll soon be found. Your insecurities will come out pretty early. So you've got to go in there, maybe with a false kind of sense of bravado, but that's how they all go in. And she obviously is a few years older than the others. She's got more life experience, and I think she knows more of what she wants from whatever partner she ends up with.
Yeah, I think that's a decent summary. So from the pharmacist to the scientist, we've got Ioande. She's 23 from Dublin. Scientist on Love Island, has that happened before?
I don't believe so. I think that just shows, well, I'm sure there was, they always like to put one clever one in, or what they, who's got a, there was the girl Camilla, I think, I can't remember, that was last year or the year before. And then last year you had that Alex, the doctor.
Oh yeah, I remember him. Yeah, he was very unlucky in love, wasn't he?
Well, he was a prick.
He was more of a prat than a prick, I think.
Yeah. So I don't know what you think, but I think on that opening night when that Ioande was on, I think that was the most she's been on across the remaining, the other three nights which have been on.
And Black Twitter came out in protest about Ioande's lack of screen time the other night. They were basically just saying, is Love Island the most racist show on telly? Because they felt that she was just not getting shown at all. We'll come to the sheriff, as I like to call him, Sharif, soon. But yeah, they seem to be just showing the white folk, don't they?
Well, there has been a kind of a little story of a love triangle between conveniently three white people. But there is a kind of underlying institutionalized racism on reality programs. And this is getting quite deep, but
this has been quite Radio 4. I was expecting this kind of podcast to be more Heart FM, but...
Well, I can do some swears later on if it helps. you'll find with Strictly, Dancing on Ice, that the cultural... People from different cultural backgrounds than the mainstream tend to be the people who get voted off first.
Yeah. And last year's show, what was the lassie's name? She wasn't shown very much either.
Yeah.
That was her, yeah. She had her heart, like, properly broken, and then just was, like, leaving the island, basically, as a result. Samira, that was a right shame for her. And she was a really nice person, too. Just like this Ioande seems like a lovely lassie. I love her accent, by the way.
Yeah, she seems, like you say, she seems a really nice girl, but you're only getting to see brief glimpses of her, and... You wouldn't be surprised that if it carries on in the way it goes, that it, when it comes around for one of the girls to be voted off, she may be the one who goes. And it's just not in this country as well. Sadly, me and the wife got into American Idol this year.
I thought you were going to say American Love Island for a second.
No, American Idol. And yeah. I know this is, and when it got through to the, public vote for the last 10, so they got through all the auditions and all that, and now we're going to the public vote for the first two people to be voted off. Two black people got voted off, and they were two of the better contestants.
Well, so, I say unbelievable. It's not. It's entirely believable.
Oh yeah, it is. And I think, well, it's a bigger view on what is happening in the world, well, especially in this country. And America is, due to the current political climate, it's quite all right to be racist.
Yeah, and incredible. Let's just continue with...
Keep it light.
No, I am. I'm going to... Next one that we'll talk about is Amber. I have completely changed my view on her as the week has gone on. On Monday, I thought, what a knob. She's not going to last very long at all. Quite like her now.
She's got some front on her. She says that how it is, and that's what you kind of want, really. And I think she's had a couple of lads come up to her and try and play the game with her, and she's kind of shouted them down or just put them in their place quite comfortably.
Yeah, she's not settling for second best, quite right. Good on her. I think she's quite a lot of fun. I think she'll do quite well on the show. Someone that has had an incredible amount of airtime this week is Lucy, the surfer from Cornwall. Two things on her, Chris. First of all, bevy. Were you a fan of that phrase?
What does that mean?
I think it just kind of means like a bit of all right.
Well, I've never ever heard that saying before in my life. I doubt if anyone apart from her has. Have you ever heard someone say?
I've not heard of them saying that someone's a bit all right by calling them a bevy. I've heard of a bevy in terms of a drink.
Yes. Well, short for beverage.
Yeah, but not in terms of a person. But they seem to make an awful lot of that on Monday night. Everything that was edited was bevy, bevy, bevy.
Didn't take off, did it?
No. She's kind of like the anti-Amber for me. I thought she was all right Monday, but not going there now.
Well, the thing is... what. They've obviously only been with their, well, she's now been with two guys. Only spent 24 hours with her. I know it's kind of, it is the show, but just, they go far too deep into the relationships way too early.
Yep.
Yeah.
But it's kind of like the Big Brother phenomenon, isn't it? That one day in that house is like a week in reality, so.
Yeah, but if you were having a normal relationship, after a week, you wouldn't be having those kind of chats.
No, maybe not in about a year.
I'd only just be replying to a text.
Man, it takes you about a week to reply to a text.
Or show my age, using the landline to ring someone back.
Yeah, why is there no landlines in Love Island?
Exactly. Yeah, it would be a lot better, wouldn't it?
Get my phone box.
Yes, yeah.
Right, one more girl to speak about before we delve into the boys, and we've got Amy. I think she is the best on the island by a country mile.
She's a bit boring, mate.
Really? No, I think she's just a bit reserved almost. I think she lacks confidence a wee bit.
Yeah, I think that's fair. Yeah, she kind of got a few kind of. Personally, she just reminds me, I said this to Heather, and Heather said to me, what you and Earth are talking about? But she reminds me of Monica from Friends, and I don't know why.
High maintenance.
Yeah, it could be, yeah, and a bit neurotic. There we go.
No, maybe. Yeah. But no, I quite like Amy, I have to say. I think she's my favourite from week one in terms of the girls.
Let's get on to the boys, and let's just slag them off. Come on.
Yeah. And we're going to start with the one that I want to slag off the most, and that's Anton. He's a fucking disgrace to Scotland.
Go on, carry on.
Honestly, this boy comes in and he thinks he's like the Michelin man. He thinks he's like God's gift to the world. And then, out of nowhere, he admits not just to shaving his arse. Now, shaving your arse as a Scottish person, I don't think that'll happen an awful lot, to be perfectly honest. I think most Scottish men will be fairly hairy in their downstairs region. But he doesn't shave his arse. Who does he get to shave his arse? His fucking mum. What the hell?
How did that thing crop up?
I can't remember how it cropped up, but it was announced very, very quickly. It may even have been in his VT edit.
Well, that's not selling yourself very well, is it? See, now, this whole, right, I've the idea of shaving my heart had never come up in my head at all. Never know what I know what I need to do today. I need to shave my arse. But
exactly.
So he stays in his house and I'd assume you need a mirror. So he's doing it, trying to do it, and he's missing. And has his mum come up and said, oh, Anton, dear, you're missing it. Let me do it.
And how does, if his mum is in the house at the same time as he's doing it, that's a little bit weird. The other weird one would be that he's tried to do it himself and failed and said, oh, mum, going to shave my arse from it.
And she's done it.
Yeah. Now, there may well be a situation where he's just made that up.
Well, there was a bit which he came out and said, oh, I got, in his VT, I got kicked out. My mum kicked me out because I was having too many girls around the house. You remember In-Betweeners, didn't you?
I didn't like the In-Betweeners.
Yeah, but you know the characters.
I know the characters, yeah.
The Jay character, the kind of the blonde-haired one, who was always bragging about what he'd done with girls, and it was just complete bullshit.
Yep.
That is Anton. Oh, my mum kicked me out because I was having too many girls around. Calm down, mate. You're fooling no one.
No. And he made another big thing of this wandering eye thing. It's like, I've not had to chat up a girl, thankfully, for a number of years, given that I've been in a relationship with my wife for over a decade. I'm pretty sure if you were to say to a girl, oh, by the way, my name's Anton and I've got a bit of a wandering eye, they wouldn't want that to hear that.
No, they would quite rightly tell you to sling your hook.
Exactly. Unbelievable. So he is bottom of the list for me.
He is a cast iron prick.
He is. And a 24 karat gold cunt, basically. Unbelievably self-confident to the nth degree. I was delighted when he got chucked for one of the other boys that we'll come into soon. Michael from Liverpool, firefighter, 27-year-old. Where's he been this week?
He's been with Uwandi, I think, because he has not been seen. He has not been seen at all. Whether or not that's due to him not saying anything or getting involved in anything, but he's been very quiet, and he probably might not last the rest of the first week.
No, I think there's a very good chance that he could be the one that gets chucked off after tonight's recoupling, they call it? Uncoupling?
I believe, yeah, recoupling. Uncoupling.
He's literally done nothing. He got rejected by them all, didn't he, at the start as well?
Yeah, and didn't he go with that the big lass?
Anna, and then she moved to someone else, didn't she?
Yeah, that's... No, she's with you. No, isn't he with you, Wandy? I'm sure he is.
Oh, I don't know. He's with someone, I think.
Yeah, he's with, yeah. Process of elimination. Those two must be together, yeah.
Yeah. Another one that's kind of not been seen an awful lot is Callum, the aircraft engineer from South Wales. Is it just that clever people and Love Island is not a good mix?
Well, he also has got I hate to use this phrase, no banter.
Yeah, he's a bit of a fun sponge, isn't he?
He was sitting there with Amber, and she's got a bit of spark about her. You might not agree with everything which comes out of her mouth, but she has got some personality. And he was just like a wet fart with her. He's like, oh, I think, come on, mate. Look at this. Look at what's put a bit of life into you. But yeah, I think the kind of producers must be thinking, well, if we could get rid of two this week, get rid of him and all. He's just done nothing.
Quite possibly. Two more were in initially, and then later on was it Monday night or Tuesday, his episode. Sheriff, that I like to call him. I know his name's Sheriff, but I quite like calling him the Sheriff. 20-year-old from London, a chef and a semi-pro rugby player. He, again, he hasn't had a lot of screen time, possibly because Love Island's racist, but he's also just, he doesn't get involved, does he? He just likes to just... stay at the side. I think it was Anna that described him as wanting to play hide and seek with him.
He's just chilled out, but he's too chilled out for his own good. And he likes to play that kind of mellow, kind of, yeah, I'm all right, whatever kind of thing. But yeah, it's not much. Actually, when he does speak, he seems quite a nice guy. But I'm not quite sure whether this show is actually the right one for him.
Right, one more boy that we have to talk about before we get to the celebrity brothers. Joe, who again seems to have had all the attention this week because of this conceived love triangle. A 22-year-old catering company owner, is into sandwiches and whatnot. Initially, but he is going to be in the newspapers as a serial killer in the future.
Oh, glad you said that. I'm glad you said that. Because last time I was watching it, I said to him, this lad's a serial killer. The way he talks, I thought last night, I'm sure he was going to say, and they all come back to me in the end. Come back to me.
He's just incredible, isn't he? Like, what was it, 2 days after speaking to Lucy, it was like she was like a possession of his.
Have you ever seen Silence of the Lambs?
Yes.
Now, not the Hannibal Lecter, but the actual serial killer, that Buffalo Bill.
Yeah.
When there's a scene where he's parading around his house where he's skinned a woman and he's wearing her face and he's parading around naked. I'd fully expect to let Joe to end up in that kind of scenario in 5 years.
He too is incredible.
He's too intense. And that the funniest bit was in a couple of nights later when he was in the shower and he was soaping himself up, but then he was also looking to see what was going on. Do you remember that bit?
Yeah. We will come to it, obviously, when we look kind of day by day what's happened so far. But last night, when the new girl came in and Tommy had to go on the date with her, did you see his face there?
Yes. He's psychotic, isn't he? He is.
Definitely. He'll be front page of the Sun for, I reckon, at least three murders in one go. Probably Tommy, Lucy, and maybe Anton, just for the sake of it.
Yeah, because he can just do it. I know I can do it now. I'll just do one for show.
Exactly. Just another notch in the bedpost. Right, here's Love Island. They've kind of went for... I mean, you could almost imagine these next two people I'm going to speak about being on Celebrity Big Brother, couldn't you?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, easily. Yeah.
So we've got Tommy Fury, who is, he is actually a boxer, isn't he? He's a professional. He's had two fights, two wins.
Yeah.
Two fights, two wins. And he's the brother of, obviously, heavyweight boxing champion Tyson Fury. He's 20-year-old from Manchester. I reckon he's quite a complex character.
He's like his brother. But saying, and how many brothers does Tommy, I know he's a gypsy, but how many brothers have he got?
So we've been racist, we've been gypsyist so far.
I'm sure he's got about five other brothers. Sure of it.
Yeah, well there's Huey for definite.
Yeah. I don't know.
I don't know who the names are, but there are a few of them. But the genes must improve as time goes on, because if you compare Tommy Fury to his brother Tyson, he's got the better deal there in terms of looks, hasn't he?
Yeah, but give it 10 years when he's been fighting, he'll soon come around to it. But he's another one who's, well, too intense or too... He's moved things along way too much, too soon. Too much... That boy's got too much thinking time.
Yeah, he spends quite a lot of time inside his head, doesn't he?
Yeah, there's not a lot up in his head and he spends too much time in there.
Yeah, that's a boxer for you, though.
That's it, yeah.
So the other Z-list celebrity brother that we've got is Curtis Pritchard, who is ballroom and Latin dancer, who is the younger brother of Strictly Come Dancing. And apparently he's been a professional on Ireland's version of Strictly too.
Oh, right, okay. Now,
so that's fairly interesting, I would say.
He's a bit flamboyant.
He's grown on me, I have to say. I thought initially it was a bit of an idiot. But yeah, he's slowly coming around to me.
I think if he leaves the villa with in a relationship with one of the girls, I think the girl might come out with a bit of a shock. I think there's a touch of the Barrymores about him.
What, he's going to have someone dead in a swimming pool?
I didn't say that. I just said that he might well lead. He might invite people round for a pool party. I don't know. But I think he might lead a double life.
In terms of his sexuality?
Yeah, I think when the night that him and Tommy had to pick someone to couple up with, when it got to his turn, I did shout out Tommy. I thought he was going to pick Tommy.
Yeah.
each to their own. But, and he is very, yeah, like I said, he's very flamboyant and he's got pronunciation, so he's kind of very expressive.
Yeah, I think he'll be like the Marmite contestant this year. You'll either love him or hate him.
Oh, I think so. Yeah, I think he made great by about week two or three. Well, they all great by about week two or three. But I think I think he'd be either driving people mad or you'll be enjoying what he does.
Yeah, I think so. So that is so what's that? 12 people on the island? 7 boys, 5 girls, yeah?
Yes. Is that right? Yeah, I think so. Until, yeah.
until obviously this new one joins, which will be on tonight's episode on Friday. So that's kind of covered Monday, because Monday was just basically getting to know the people and seeing who's on the island. Tuesday, they played a game called Slide Into the DMs. What did you make of that game?
I hate the games.
They're really contrived, aren't they?
I said to Heather, I said, why do they bother doing these games? It's pointless. It's really contrived. They're forced. I mean, admittedly, they have got to do something during the day to get them out, I suppose, but I've no interest in them.
It'd be better to just like send them, I don't know, to like a vegetable picking yard and say, right, go and pick some vegetables with this boy and then cook a tea further on that night.
You see, that's a very quaint way of looking at things, isn't it? That is like a grown-up Love Island.
That's what we should have. BBC see, 4 does Love Island.
You're showing your age there already. So you're showing your age already there. Because you're thinking, oh, wouldn't it be nice if they went out and they foraged for some food and then they cooked them a nice dinner. Whereas these 18, 19, 20-year-olds, they want to be sliding in gunk like Noel Edmonds' house party and then getting off of each other.
Yeah. No, suck that off. Get them in a wee vegetable patch. After we went there. Ian Sterling, if you're listening. Suggest it to the producers.
Shakespeare to each other.
Yeah, exactly. Write a poem. There you go. Right, that's it. That's the pitch. BBC 4 does Love Island. That's what we want. We want some ideas for that. Then, obviously, Curtis and Tommy had to make their picks on Tuesday night. Curtis picked Amy, which was a good one for me because it meant that Anton was bumped off to the side. But Tommy picking Lucy was the one that got social media talking on Tuesday night. Did you and Heather, did you think that he made the right choice? Were you surprised by it?
I thought it was a bit cuntish.
Yeah.
But it was obviously he had a 50-50 choice with Amber. And I thought, oh, he has had the front to do it. But I'm not surprised. That's how the program works.
So I suppose the next question is, do you think that the program said, Tommy, I can see that Lucy and Joe are getting on like a house on fire, going there, split that up for us?
Could be. Could well. You don't know what goes on behind the scenes. There could be a little bit of that going on. But that's how the program lasts for so long. That's how it spins on week after week. Because another week, I'd say next week, there'd be something else popping up. And towards the end of this week, there's another kind of, spoiler alert, but there's another little love triangle going on. But that's just how it keeps on going. That's how they kind of just keep on creating and manipulating these situations is what gets people watching.
Yeah, it does indeed.
At the end of the day, all people, if you're not involved in this relationship, none of us are involved in this relationship, so we really don't care what the outcome is. We just want to see someone get, like say, get pied off or a couple make a go of it, really. You're mainly watching it for people to make cunts of themselves, really.
I think that may be the first time I've heard a man in the 40s describe the word or use the word pied off. So well done for that.
Well, see, yeah, I'm still down with the kids, mate. I'm still down with the kids. Dumped, I think, is more the...
Aye, chucked. Yeah. That would be maybe another one. Yeah. Yeah. Wednesday night's episode, I thought, was utterly boring. Literally nothing happened there other than Tommy going on a date with Lucy. But I don't really want to talk about the date that they had. I want to talk about what he was wearing. Did you see that he looked like a prisoner?
I didn't notice that at all, no. I don't spend much time looking at him.
Well, it was all I could think of. He had this... Yeah. So it was first date with the woman that he picked. He'd obviously got Joe raging, the psychopath raging, because of the coupling that he was in. So he thought, right, I've got to really impress this lassie because she's maybe still got some feels for this boy. What will I dress as? Will I wear a nice suit? Will I wear a fancy shirt? No. I'll wear a grey sweater.
Nice.
He literally looked like he was in prison. It was as if he had a date night at 7 p.m. and cell time at 10 p.m.
I wonder when it might be a case of in a few years' time that somebody will go in there with a tag on.
That'd be quite funny. Although they wouldn't get in the country, would they?
It's in Spain, isn't it?
It's in Mallorca, I think.
There's a lot of ex-cons out there. Well, no, yeah. They are in their 70s. So
We'll get them on the podcast next week. So yeah, Wednesday there was very little happening other than the dates. Last night's one, which is obviously the most recent episode that we've watched, there was a kind of tagline of Operation Double A with Anton trying to get with Anna. Amber was kind of used as the decoy in that, so it could have almost been Operation Triple A, but Amber wasn't really very subtle, was she?
No, because I don't think she likes him.
Yeah.
And he's not a very likable person. In fact, he was being a right cunt to Sheriff as well.
He just said
right in front of him, "Oh, by the way, I'm going to take that girl you like."
And it, well, not the girl that you like, the girl that you are currently coupled up with on this reality game show.
I'm just going to take her. And you can do something about it if you want, or you can't, but I'm just going to take her. And he said, I'm not a bad guy or anything, but...
You're
being an arsehole.
The actions that I do.
Yeah, you're being an arsehole. There's one thing to stab someone in the back, but just to do it right in front of them, well, I don't think that Anna likes him anyway, really.
No, I don't think so either. No.
No, he's a horrible, horrible person. He's obviously been told by his mum that he's wonderful and his arse is really shiny.
I give it 2019. I give it 3 years until he's doing porn.
Oh, blimey. Straight or
whatever pays the best money.
Okay.
Yeah, look out for that one. I reckon that'll be a goer. Something else that I noticed last night on Thursday's episode was Lucy, and this kind of set Twitter alight as well, was that she was eating fruit, which absolutely fine. Good lass, good on you. She had both an apple and a banana at the same time. You ever done that?
I've only eaten a fruit salad, but this was...
this wasn't a fruit salad. Whole apple in the other.
Well, maybe the apple signifies Joe and the banana signifies Tommy. See, people don't think this deep, do they?
Ah, so she's taking a bite of it.
Yeah, exactly, you see.
Ah, because it's like Adam and Eve being tempted by the apple.
Yeah, there you go.
She's
just thinking about Tommy's big cock. I don't know.
And Joe being the apple in her eye.
We've nailed it. We nailed it.
There we go. Who needs a psychologist when you've got Roddy and Chris to divulge the subtleties of Love Island?
One thing they have done over the last two nights is they've trailed for this new girl to come in.
Yeah.
And
she's still not made an appearance.
Still not been in there.
No. She's called Molly, is that right?
Yeah, she's got a double barrel. Is she?
Molly May.
Yeah.
Yeah. She's apparently dated several footballers, including Leicester City's James Maddison.
All right.
And her job. What's her job, Chris?
It's a social media influencer.
That's the one, social media influencer. She means to put her tits out on Instagram.
See, so now, right, this is what's slightly wrong with Love Island now, is that there's people going in like this who are just doing it to plug their own, I don't like the word, use the word brand, because they haven't got a brand, just their profile, really, isn't it? It's just their online presence.
It was kind of strange, a conversation with Sharif and Anna earlier on this week, because he follows her on Instagram, doesn't he?
Yeah, see, so how, yeah, I'm not on Instagram because I don't want to see pictures of people having a better life than your own.
No, it's quite depressing, isn't it? I only use Instagram if I want to put a filter on a photo, which I then download from Instagram and delete and then send on to someone else.
Exactly.
The filters are...
I'd much rather like being on Twitter where people just call each other cunts.
Yeah, it's far better. Far better for everyone. One more thing I want to discuss about last night's episode before we're going to wrap up this week's first edition. Tommy Fury, although he's kind of been involved with Lucy and he's kind of played another couple off as well, he seems to have a bit of more passion for Hannah Montana. What is all that about?
Now, is that's Miley Cyrus, isn't it?
It's Miley Cyrus, but it's Miley Cyrus as a Disney character, essentially.
See, that's a bit wrong, isn't it?
It's a bit wrong. And she was only like 13 at the time.
Exactly. Now, that song he mentioned.
Technically the song that he mentioned was a song that she did sing. It's an old song, I think, but it's one that she covered. He said that he likes the song, so that's okay. But if he goes on to say, I really love Miley Cyrus, Hannah Montana even, that's a little bit wrong.
Yeah, but he is a gypsy.
So he'll be used to that kind of behaviour.
Well, you said it. I put it out there. You said it. Yeah.
I think I questioned it rather than said it.
But yeah.
At least you know that he won't be listening.
Like you say, there's a lot going, well, there's not a lot going on in that boy's head. But
there's not.
No. But like you say, it's not good whatever's floating around in there. And he hasn't got a very good, I can't talk. He hasn't got a very good singing voice. He's not going to, but his brother likes singing, doesn't he? Bloody Tyson Fury, whenever he has a voice.
He loves a song. What was it he sang when he bet Klitschko? Was it not, I don't want to close my eyes or something like that?
Yes, thank you, Rabbi. Yeah.
Loved a bit of that, didn't he? Yeah. So that was Love Island week one. We've had Monday to Thursday. I think the plan is weekly podcast, is that right, Chris?
You've said weekly, yes.
Weekly podcast. And now it might be at different times of the week because we've got obviously busy. Sometimes it might be like a Friday, it might be a Saturday or a Sunday, it might be a Monday one week, who knows? But roughly one a week is what we're planning on doing. You'll be able to get the podcast on our main homepage, which is on Anchor. And if you use Anchor, did you know that they can do this, Chris? People can send us voice messages.
Fuck off, you pair of bastards.
It's like 6:06. So if you're on Anchor, you can send us your thoughts on Love Island. And if you really, really want to, then we can put them on next week's show. It will eventually be on iTunes and Spotify and all the other podcast players that you can get. And you'll get nonsense like this from us each week that Love Island's on.
Aren't we having some guests as well in future weeks?
We may well. So every week that we do this, it will be hopefully me and Chris each week. And then some weeks it might just be the two of us. Some weeks we might make it into a love triangle and invite someone else on. So if anyone is listening and thinks, I fancy we crack at that next week, get in touch. If you're a fan of Love Island, if you don't like Love Island but just think it's a load of rubbish, but you're... come on board. We are more than happy to ask you into our little podcast villa if you so desire. Just before we go, Chris, will we do our little hot or not feature?
Okay.
Don't worry, we're not basing it on looks. It's more just on personality because that's what everyone's about these days. If you were ranking, say, the boys, Chris, what would your bottom to top be?
Callum, Anton. Michael is NA, by the way.
Yeah, he's null and void in this ranking.
I said to him, the boys are a very faceless bunch. I'd put Curtis as number one, and then the others are just, What about you?
I think Curtis number one for me, yeah. In his own little way, Joe too. Even though he's gone down in my estimation as the week has gone on. Sheriff, I quite like. Then maybe Tommy. Anton's definitely bottom. So that leaves Michael and Callum for the kind of mid-table spots. Girls might be maybe a wee bit easier to rank. For me, it would be Amy top, Amber second, Anna third, and then probably... who else have we got? Lucy and Ioande. Well, actually, you can't really rank Ioande because we've hardly got to know her because of the editing system. So I'll put her fourth, but she's probably second bottom because she's just...
Yeah, bits I've heard from Ioande. I'd put her near the top of mine.
Yeah.
But the other... I'd probably put Amber at the top because she's the only one who's got quite a kind of forceful and forthright personality.
She's quite funny as well, I reckon.
Yeah, she's come out with some right horrible stuff as well, which is what you want for a reality programme.
Being a Newcastle fan, I follow a fair few Geordies on Twitter, and one of them said that they were in a pub yesterday and they were talking about Love Island, and one of them said, oh, that Amber's been a right bitch and she's horrible and all this kind of stuff. And someone interrupted them and said, nah, she's actually quite a sweet girl. It turned out to be Amber's dad. So I quite like that one. So for bottom of the list for you would be?
Probably Lucy.
She's
Well, she's a surfer for a living. Come on, get a real job.
I mean, there's only so much money you can make out of surfing, surely.
Exactly, come
and,
on.
Well, no, she's not even a surfer, though. She said this the other night, that she's just someone that basically lounges on the surfboard and gets photos taken. She's like a surfer model.
That's niche. That's a
niche market. Yeah. I mean, it worked for Pamela Anderson, so.
Yeah, there's a slight difference.
She might end up with a Julian Assange in 20 years' time. Who knows?
Well, I don't see her ending up. Well, she'll end up on the Dole, I think, in about 20 years.
Rather than the Ecuadorian embassy or whatever. Right, I think that'll do us for week one. Anything else you want to add?
No, I think I've exhausted everything.
Yeah, good stuff. Now, you're on holiday next week, aren't you?
I am, yes.
Are you going to still be watching my violin when you're on holiday?
We are holidaying in the UK. So, okay. And the way this weather is looking, I think we might be watching a bit of telly. So I probably will be keeping up to date. Well, we will be keeping up to date.
Yeah. But I can fill in the gaps if there are any. I think the plan is for next week's is to go on Sunday. So if you've got this far in the podcast, well done. Congratulations, all two of you, for getting this far. Well done. We will be back next Sunday to talk about everything that's happened between today, Friday, and next Sunday. There's a recoupling tonight, isn't there, Chris?
Yeah, someone's going to leave tonight.
Someone's leaving tonight. It'll be a boy because there's more of them than girls. And we will see where we are this time next week. I've been Roddy Graham. He's been Chris Clark. Thanks for listening.